This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so...
Hey everybody, welcome to Dynamic Banter, where the audio is always perfect and my dick's always getting sucked. Tune in on Wednesdays and Thursdays to see me get my fucking dick sucked on OnlyFans/Dynamic Banter. Guys, I have my first half hour special ever just came out on 800 Pound Gorilla. It's called Come to Find Out. It's on their YouTube channel right now. You can check that out. And then come see me in Chicago. I'll be in Chicago on the 22nd and 23rd of June in the Lincoln Lodge. And then on the 25th of June, I'll be at the Stand in New York, taking a couple days off to be in a golf tournament. Ooh, ah button. And then on the 29th and on the 30th, I'll be back at the Stand, New York City. So come on out, Chicago, New York City. I'll be going to San Francisco at the end of July, and we're gonna have so much fun during it. Couple things need to be addressed before the show goes any further. And I think just to rip the Band-Aid off, Kevin is dead. No, listen, Kevin, our ex-producer, is now the ex-producer.
Kevin has left us.
Kevin has left us.
And, to greener pastures, some would say.
The heavenly father above. dude, Kevin is and remains one of the most creative, one of the most, you know, he's like an inspiring boy. I was very moved by his creativity. And I basically know him as the, you know, just this kid with this unbelievable talent to make things and to use the most creative parts of his brain to deliver things in a very funny way. He has a knack for storytelling in a very fun, beautiful way. But the thing with all that is that you need to have the energy to do that. And we don't always have the energy to do it all the time in our day-to-day lives. So I think Kevin stepped away for a little while to like recharge his batteries and like figure out what he wants to do. And that's totally welcomed and good. And in his absence, we had to replace him.
We can't do it without a Kevin.
Well, we have to.
But we need a new Kevin.
We need a producer is what you're saying.
We need a new producer because we can't. If Kevin's off to take care of himself and find peace and harmonious happiness, then the show has a big hole in it.
The producer hole.
The producer hole.
We need to fill the producer hole with some dick.
This episode should be called The Producer Hole.
The producer. That is what the rest of the show is going to be.
But, yeah.
And we did. We found somebody else, and we replaced Kevin. Without further ado, here's the show.
This is like your parents got divorced and now here's your new
dad.
It's
not your fault.
It's not your fault.
You listening to the show, it's not totally your fault.
Yeah.
You could have been better in school.
Yeah.
It put a strain on the family.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever surprised your parents didn't get divorced?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes and there were some rocky times, dude.
I put my parents through some shit and I'm like, I'm glad you guys stuck it out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my parents love each other no matter what forever. They're now entwined in a way that is inseparable.
Yeah.
They're going to be old farts together.
That's
for
beautiful.
Sure.
And I know for a fact your mom's told me that she's tried to kill your dad on
she
several
has,
occasions.
Yes, but
and
ethically.
He sees past
that. he understands and sees past
yeah.
it. Yeah, he understands that his time may come at the hand of his beautiful bride.
And passion is like, you can't control that.
No, you can't control passion. And there's crimes of passion for that very reason.
And there's passion of the Christ, which is what we kind of want to talk about here today.
And our new drink, a passion fruit dynamic banter drink.
Called Passion of the Christ.
Comes out of a horn. The Passion of the Christ. But, you know, I just want to say that I echo all of Mike's sentiments about Kevin. And, you know, not to make the whole show about Kevin, but, you know, like, I've worked with him for a very long time, and I love him very much. And, you know, everything's cool and good, and it might be a little different around here for a second, especially because Kevin's role in our Patreon, Dynamic Banter Patreon, patreon.com/dynamicbanter. It was Kevin's domain, essentially. So there might be a little bit of differences here and there, but we're gonna do what we can.
Dude, I love the need to make a statement, but none of the ammo is loaded.
Yeah.
But it's just like, okay, maybe by the end of this sentence, I'll know it.
Yeah. And I think that it's like, you know, it's a type of language that many people who listen to this show understand, I think.
Sure. That's the hope.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we're not the most articulate. I'm not the most articulate person in the world. And sometimes I can nail it.
Let's go do a clip.
But, you know, like, it's hard to. There's a lot of emotional feelings that I have that I was told before the show to dampen.
What?
I said there's a lot of emotion. I have a lot of emotional feelings that I'm still working on. And so it's hard to articulate like those things.
Sure.
But I just want to say that we're entering a new era of the show. And that's kind of exciting and sad and scary at
the same
time.
There are stakes attached to this one.
For certain.
Because now it's either the show is the best it's ever been or it's over.
Yeah.
So the show's never really had stakes before. Mm. It's always been like two guys sit at a table and fuck around.
Yeah.
And now it's like three guys are in the same room.
But if I could tell you what I learned from this, Mike, and I'm being dead serious with you.
Uh-huh.
If I could be honest with you and tell you something that I learned from this.
Yeah.
Is that I will never, ever work with a lover ever again.
And that's a lesson learned.
That's it. That's all I'll say, period.
We see what happens.
We're done with it. Let's move on now. I'd like to move on if that's okay.
And I promise not to fuck James. James, our new producer, James D. How do I pronounce that?
DeAngelis
is our new producer. You may know him from, I think he was in like a Double Mint commercial in the 90s. Him
Big
and his
five.
Twin brother? Big Five.
Big Five.
He was in Big Five gum commercial.
There's the Big Five one where it's like the big vibrator and everyone's just on it.
Right.
And everyone's like, what the fuck?
No one can hear you.
And that made
But this
air.
Is funny.
I'm recording my own podcast.
It is funny. I don't want to make Leah do the extra work. I was like, send me that audio and we'll put it in, but that's too much work.
From seven different 30
seconds. Hey, Leah, can you match this up?
Can we sync?
Leah's a rock star. Our whole team is a rock star.
Yeah, man. That's why, it's like the team's never been stronger.
That's
and
right.
It's like for everyone's benefit. It's like staying together for the kids.
That's
right. We want to deliver the best possible version of this to the audience.
That's right.
We want to do right by this team that's been like busting their ass. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to work with James for a long time. I think that he's good. And I've only been proven wrong by people in the past. So hopefully this isn't another book stacked on top of that wobbly tower of trust.
Mike, I think there's no other beautiful way to say it.
I don't think we found one yet.
Here, let's try this. There's a morning we wake up one day and there's suddenly no cabin there. I said you wake up on that morning one day and you find out there's a no cabin there. And I look out to the skies and I wonder what could have happened to Kevin.
Kevin there.
and you think about it day and night, and you lay in your bed and you wonder, has he gone to heaven? So when we did it, no, we'll never know. But I know someday it's gonna be okay, and everybody's gonna go outside and say, Kevin, there.
Welcome to the Dynamic Banter.
Welcome to the Dynamic Banter.
How's everybody doing? Dude, I brought an activity.
Okay, I'd love to hear it. Whoa! Oh, man.
I have this, which is a scratch-off lottery ticket that I got from the liquor store down the street.
I love that.
And I'm thinking that it's going to take a long time to do, so maybe I'll do it.
Like, periodically, we can check in.
I'll do one. So, it's Joker's Wild Poker, and the object is to beat the dealer's hand, which is normally unstoppable.
Yeah.
With one of your 14... hands
right
on the outside. So maybe I do one of these a week.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea.
Okay, and so this week we'll be revealing the dealer's hand.
Okay, that's great. So that's just the start of the game?
This is just the start of the game. This is what you have to beat.
Okay.
And you're familiar with poker. There's cards. First card the dealer shows is an ace.
Oh, I know you can't get 11 or wait,
you can't sink the eight ball before the second card is an ace.
Corner park it.
So far the dealer has two aces. Let's check his sleeve for
nothing. Dynamic hamper.
Third card is an eight, not to be confused with ace.
So is 21. Is that what it is?
That's a different game.
But you can't hit 21 on poker.
The fourth card is an eight. So right now he has two aces and two eights. Aces and eights.
That's like impossible to beat, I think.
What if we had aces and nines?
Okay. Or like, does a king help in any situation in there?
If the king's there with a bunch of his friends, it does.
Okay.
The fourth card is a queen. The queen is nothing. We have to beat two pair. Aces and eights.
We can't beat two aces and two eights, maybe.
If we have two aces and two nines...
Do we have it. But is that possible to get at this point?
Yeah, we haven't uncovered any of our cards yet.
Oh, okay. Why did you say? Oh, you were saying all of their cards. Got it. I'm back. Guys, we're back.
This Welcome is Dynamic show. Banter. And if you don't like this episode, it's important to direct all of that hate to the new producer,
That's
James
right.
DeAngelis, formerly of the Click 5.
14 boys. That was the team. It was called 14 boys. 14 boys.
We went through many different names.
And yeah, but it's only three of you guys. But why? I never understood because there's three guys. So right. Where's 14?
Three guys, but 14 boys.
Yeah.
Well, it started as 14 boys.
Oh, 14. Oh, there was a fourth.
There was a fourth. He passed.
Oh,
damn,
shit.
Yeah. It's hard to lose a member of the team.
We took him out into the woods. He was kind of a bully, so we killed his ass. In the woods.
You killed the bully?
Yeah.
Like in that movie, It.
Or the movie Bully.
The movie Bully as well. Or the game Bully. Game Bully was used to play Tetris on.
Mike,
that
transitions into something I want to talk to you about.
Uh-huh.
Did you even know what today is, Kevin?
It's your birthday. I'm sorry, I forgot. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday. Do you know what today is? If he's mentioning Nintendo?
Today's 420, I believe.
Whoa, smoking if you got him.
Guys, I'm serious. Can we be serious?
Absolutely.
This is important to so many.
Can I call a, can I phone a friend to ask what today is?
You can
is?
Phone a friend and ask what today is. The audience loves it.
I only have three or four friends. So I like my odds. And knowing what today is.
You.
James, you around? He's not gonna know what today is. There's no way. Do you know? That's the answer. That's the answer incoming to a prank.
Imagine shaving every day. That's insane to me that some people shave every single
day.
And
you don't have to. With Harry's razors, they do it for you.
So, today, dude, is a big deal for a bunch of nerds. The new Nintendo Switch came out.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I know. Come on, guys.
And is it cool to talk about this on the podcast? Is this going to get controversial in any way?
I'm telling you, man. Only $5,000.
Is it $5,000?
No, no, no. It's like, it is really expensive though.
But it's one of these, right?
It's a one of these.
And the little joysticks come off. You could plug it into the TV.
It's like the Switch, but it's a little bigger.
It's two bigger.
It's two Switches taped together.
It's a Switch two bigger. Okay. And I was thinking a lot about how kind of weird it is that it's called the Switch 2, actually.
Why?
Because it's the first time Nintendo has named a thing, another system, like a part two of it.
About time. Too confusing.
That's brave.
Too confusing, I think.
And, as you know, because we had Game Boy and then a Game Boy 2. Oh, they've done it. They did it.
Dude, that'd be funny if that was the basis of, like... You bringing this whole thing up.
That is my whole thing.
Shit, wait, no, never mind.
It's the first time they've done it,
too. I wonder what our cards look like.
Let's find out.
All right, let's go ahead and let's erase the first row of cards. We got a 10. 10's more than a 9. We got 2 10s. A 4. 10-4, little buddy. A 6. And a king. That's nothing. We did not beat the dealer's hand on line number one. 14 to go. 13 to go. Are you gonna get this Switch?
It's too much for me, dude. It's too much for me.
What's better about it?
Well,
you can see the animal's asshole on Farming Town.
Yeah. You can see Mario's cold sores.
It's a me here for my Valtrex.
I only get him when I'm getting a cold.
I'm stressed out. How old is Mario?
That's a good question, actually.
Let him retire.
Let him cook, dude.
Let the little Italian cook. His hands are filthy.
I read a thing. Did you know the origin of Mario, even?
Yeah.
You know it. Every Italian does.
I wanted Mario to be the new Pope, and it didn't work out. You have to have a last name to be the Pope. I always thought it was
Mario.
Brothers.
Pope Mario?
Mario's 44 years old today.
Dude, we're not that much younger than Mario.
Mario's a peer to us. We grew up with Mario. I watched him grow up after he got that mushroom.
But he looks great. He did watch him grow up after he got that mushroom.
I watched that boy shoot for the stars.
Whoa, Sonic is 34.
That makes sense. Sonic looks 34.
And he behaves 34, too.
He's so 34. And he's also such a Miranda.
Dude, and I gotta say, the thing about Nintendo Switch 2 is that, like, I don't really give a shit right now.
Okay.
I like Mario Kart, but, like...
Is it worth spending $5,000 to get Mario Kart?
I already got Mario Kart.
The cool thing about Mario Kart is that you could play Super Nintendo Mario Kart and have the same amount of fun.
Kinda, yeah, dude. I don't disagree. Whoa, Jesus is 2,033 years old? Is it true?
That can't be exactly
Why was
true.
That in your notes? You had that written
you
down?
You asked ChatGPT that?
Wait, he had it. It was his notes.
It was his only note in his phone to remind himself. So you're not going to buy this thing at all.
Well, so like, okay. I'll probably eventually get it. Just Google now.
I have a good feeling about the way this show's
Me
going.
Me too.
Not so this episode, but in the future.
It's going to take a little while to get into it. So I took a while to get the Switch.
Yeah.
I didn't get it right away.
Yeah.
Like you I didn't love understand. I don't get it. I don't get this. Like, what is this?
What's it switching?
They're like, it's video games. And I'm like, what's that?
But all the lights in my house are still on.
Yeah, like, what kind of Switch is this? Switch I've never seen broken. It. This Switch doesn't... What is it turning on?
Did you, did you play that thing a lot?
Yeah, and I still get use out of it, actually. There's a lot of great games you could just, like, pick up and, like, you know, bring it to the DMV. Hit a kid on the back of the head with it by accident.
Hit a kid with a thing.
By accident.
Yeah. I have brought the Switch on more trips.
Yeah.
And not used it so many times.
Yeah.
I brought that thing on a plane 1,000 times and never got up out of my seat to go get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm always like, I'm going to play Tetris.
That's kind of how I feel about it in general now, too, because it's the best as a portable system.
Uh-huh.
But you plug it into your TV, you already have your PlayStation in there.
Yeah.
You already got your Xbox in there.
And I kind of don't want to play portable stuff because I'm always looking at my fucking phone anyway.
If there's a game I forgot about or didn't finish, or sometimes I'll get back in. Like, I went back to my Animal Crossing Island. Let's cut to a clip of it.
You got a spaceship, dude.
And I'll still use it or whatever. And my girlfriend uses it to play Fortnite with me.
Easy does it. I know that brings up a lot of.
Sorry, I'm just.
Easy does it. Let's take a second to drive really fast on the Autobahn.
So I.
Dude, I want a piece of footage. James, this is your new job. I want a piece of footage that looks like us driving a car fast in the 60s.
Yeah.
In like an old 007 movie that we could just cut to whenever that song plays.
Do you want me to like film that?
I want you laying on the hood filming us.
On a real car. On a real muscle car.
Yes. I literally have a car rig in the trunk of the car.
Okay. Here's my pitch. Perfect. Here's my pitch.
We pause the show. Go film
that. The show and do it. Yeah. I got to go home. You're dressed like a cool 60s like spy, and I'm like a lady, dressed like a lady
a
with a lady wig and like a bow and like
like Mrs. What's
and our scarves are like
from Pee Wee Herman, Miss Yvette.
Oh, Miss Yvonne.
Miss Yvonne.
I thought you were gonna say that 007 Bond girl, pussy, big pussy.
Puss.
That's from The Sopranos.
Oh yeah,
that's crazy how he did both. Get you a man who could do both.
They get you a man who could do both. So anyway, I
also happy Pride Month.
Switch 2 came out.
Yes,
and it came out last night. And my buddy Christian, he pre-ordered it. And he was waiting in line at 11:30 p.m. somewhere.
Pre-ordered and waited in line.
Yeah, I know, because they could get it right now. So why not?
Maybe just chill out for a second.
They want it now. They want to fall asleep while they're looking at it.
Is the feeling of playing a Switch 2 going to be spoiled by
am I getting a good night's sleep?
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather be fully aware when you're experiencing your $5,000 toy?
No, because there's a guy on the internet I watch that's going to already be reviewing it, and I'm going to miss it.
He's going to already tell me how I feel about it.
He's going to tell me how I feel about it. And so, you know, he hit me up. He texted me and he was like, bro, there might be a few extra if you want me to grab you one. I didn't pre-order it. I don't give a shit. And, I was like, I thought about it for a second. Cause I was like, motherfucker, I could pocket one band. Putting that on the resale market.
So you immediately want to flip a toy. You're like
flip
Turbo Man.
Some guy that's got so much money it'll make you sick.
Not a kid dying in a hospital. Some guy.
You know, that's the dice you gotta roll. That's the dice you gotta roll.
Not some kid on dialysis who really wants one that you would be taking away. Just a guy.
Here's the thing. Here's how gullible I am. If I put that on eBay and I'm seeing it go to like $6,000... and I'm about to rake in the money, brother.
Yeah.
By doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I get an email or a message from someone saying, I have a sick kid in the hospital. that is like, we don't know how much longer he has. It's theirs.
And then you send him a thing to be like, click on the fire hydrant so I know you're not a robot.
Yeah. Send me a piece of paper with his name on it.
And then I'll know you're telling the truth.
I'll put it on r/roastme.
Put the kid in a situation where he has today's paper in one hand.
That's right.
And in whatever hand the IV is in, have him holding up his ID?
A picture of me.
And then I'll send you the switch.
And then I'll send you the
switch. And then you send me $7,000.
Yeah, yeah. But I told him, like, thanks for the heads up or whatever. And, you know, there's a little bit of FOMO because all of our fucking nerdy friends are Trisha Hershberger with her big smiles, got her switch too. And
how quick is it paid for if you're Trisha Hershberger?
Oh, she's not worried about it.
That's what I'm screaming.
Yeah, she might have been given one.
Yeah.
But she's like, you know, everyone's posting about it, so I've got a little FOMO. Because I'm like, you know, new tech. I'm a big fat nerd. I like to eat food.
New chicken tenders just dropped. Did you feel FOMO when the chicken nuggets dropped at
Taco Bell? And I didn't get invited to the fucking TED Talk? The TED Talk? TED Taco Talk? The Taco Talk? Is that me?
That's who's talking right
now. Where'd
you find that? I created it.
Damn, that's wild, brother. He was in my island, Kevin. Get him out of my island now. But I'm a little FOMO, not jealous, but I made a big boy decision. I don't need that shit. And I got work to do.
Yeah. A big part of becoming a man is not
putting
wanting
away
the
toys.
Well, not the, you don't need it the first day it comes out. If you find later in life that it's gonna contribute to your well-being.
Yeah.
You could do it.
I'm not against it because I'm telling you right now, brother. When that new Mario game come out,
yeah,
whatever it is, I'm getting that fucking thing, dude.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
He does 44-year-old shit now. He gets divorced.
Ow, my back.
Ow, you forgot to stretch.
Oh, I landed on my knee wrong.
Oh, I don't have sex with the princess no more.
I needed the blue chew.
I need the blue chew to give me a waha.
And Luigi's dead.
Luigi is dead. He's been strung out for a minute.
Really fucked him up.
It's Luigi trying to kick a needle drug habit.
The cancer ate him up.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Damn, let's go do a clip. Luigi can't get a Switch because you bought two of them at midnight the day it came out.
Dude, that might be.
Yeah.
And we don't know, you know, it's not here or there. But I'll tell you this. I will eventually get it, I think. But I don't care about it right now. And I'm just, you know, I don't care about this new Mario Kart, really. The Donkey Kong game looks kind of good. It's like a Donkey Kong Mario game.
Sure.
Mario, instead of Mario, it's Donkey Kong.
Kind of cool.
Kind of like the Donkey Kong games on Nintendo 64.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Like that, yeah.
Tight.
That's it. You nailed it, dude. Great job.
What do I win?
Oh, let me see where we're at. So we got to do the ads really quick, but before we do it, I brought a friend so what are your thoughts on magic?
I have no problems with magic.
I have no problems with magic either.
I think it's admirable.
So there's this annual wizard meetup or something, and they all worship Merlin.
Merlin.
And Merlin's the, like, head wizard. He's like the best there is.
Is Merlin a real guy?
He comes around and he's, you know, I mean,
I thought Merlin was a concept, like Papa John.
Listen, some people, do you believe in King Arthur and his court? Listen, I don't know much about it. You can ask him.
I don't want to talk about the King Arthur Merlin.
You can
concept.
Ask my friend, but they're fucking fired up about Merlin. They're fired up to meet Merlin. And, you know, it's just, if you're a magician, you're probably like, when are we going to get to meet Merlin?
Who is Merlin?
Merlin's the best wizard.
Is that like when you die, like how we meet Jesus?
Yeah. Well, he's like wizard Jesus.
I thought Jesus was wizard Jesus.
Jesus is Christian Jesus. Here's my friend. He's coming. He'll explain it.
Okay.
You can ask him about it. Why Perfect. Are you in my jacket? It's a magic trick. Play me some music, Steve.
I didn't, cue it up. I got it.
Please play me a little music.
Whoa, hi. Welcome to Dynamic Banter. Are you just get situated? Are you trying to get the hair out of your mouth?
Okay. Can you help? Yes, I got you, buddy.
Okay.
Thank you.
And who's the who's your friend?
It is I, Swerdlow the Wise.
Swerdlow? What nationality is that? Okay. And where'd you come from?
Well, I come from Smoonlirnia, and I'll tell you what, my friend, wizards are a big deal, and people are scared of wizards. Keep their windows closed at night. Keep the wizards out of sight.
Now, did you have a stroke or something? Why is Steve holding your hand?
Yes,
like
I had a stroke. He's helping me.
That's great. How long have you guys been friends?
I tell him in my brain where I want my hand to be.
Okay. And is that part of your wizard powers?
Yes, and yes, and there's a big wizards meetup. It's happening in El Segundo.
Whoa, all the wizards in El Segundo, California.
That's right. It's a magical place, El Segundo.
And what is so magical about El Segundo?
There's a unique intonation, a unique vibration. A unique incantation. The area is like a big magnet for wizards.
I didn't know that, dude. I thought it was mainly car shows.
That's right. And you would never know it. But there's many wizards in El Segundo. It's a big deal.
The wizards are car enthusiasts as well. Picture. Good.
He's got it. I tell him in my mind, and he does it for me.
That's beautiful. So what are you looking forward to with this big, big car show magic?
Well, I've got to be honest with you, Michael. I'm fucking stoked about Merlin.
Okay.
Every wizard wants to meet Merlin.
And if I'm not familiar with Merlin... Could you make me familiar with Mer? What? Okay, are you flying around?
Yes.
And who is Merlin?
Who is Merlin? That's curious for you to ask.
That's what questions are.
Merlin is only the number one wizard. He's like our Jesus.
Your questions are like the number one curious thing.
I can't understand anyone alive now that's never heard of Merlin.
So could you give me like the Cliff's Notes version of Merlin?
Merlin,
what is it?
Merlin came from the old days. He was gifted with his powers and helped King Arthur manage his court.
It's sad.
He needs a second.
Are you sleeping?
It's sad for him.
Oh. I guess I'll ask ChatGPT what Merlin
no,
is.
No, I've told you. Merlin is just the most magical, wonderful, beautiful, and frenadal, and absolutely scrumble. He's the bestest one in the westest one. Merlin is the best. So that should explain everything.
Who is Merlin in the world of magic?
Merlin is a legendary figure often associated with Arthurian legend and medieval British folklore. He's widely known as a powerful wizard and a mentor to King Arthur. In the world of magic, Merlin is often portrayed as a wise and powerful.
Okay, great. That's great. I just hit my data limit. So you're going to meet this guy.
I'm fucking stoked, dude.
How old is this Merlin?
It's uncountable, the age. He's as old as the idea of age itself. I've got to go.
Okay, bye, bud. He's going to the chiropractor. What the fuck?
He's flying away. It takes a second.
Oh. You got it. And the door's just right behind you.
Whoa!
Not supposed to spin. And who was that?
That was Swerdlow the Wise.
Oh, Swerdlow. Thank you for coming here, bud. And you can follow him on smerdlow.com.
All right, let's do some ads.
How's that sound?
Great. That sounds great. I love ads.
I never really believed in magic until I met Swerdlow. He just told me all sorts of cool stuff. He does cool tricks. What you should ask him to do tricks.
Oh, fuck. We really missed our window.
He'll be back.
He did do that trick where he went inside your mind and told you to move his hand.
Yeah, was that cool?
Yeah.
He kind of fly around a little bit, too. That was neat.
Oh.
Guys, thank you to HeadGum and thank you to our team. James over here on the couch.
That's you, dude. You're the team. Fuck yeah, dude. A fart.
Thank you to Leah.
That's the kind of energy this room's been missing.
Judge Corey, an executioner. I want to thank everybody. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for listening. And thank you to our patrons. Because, mama mia, it's a fun time over there. There's shows, Q&As. Conversations.
It's everything you could ask.
It's like a little community in there. And I'll tell you guys, the number one reason why I love it is because it's easy. You just go to dynamicbanter.com/Patreon. Also, Mike Falzone just released a really rad comedy special.
Yes.
What's it called, Mike, and where can they get it?
It's called Come to Find Out on 800 Pound Gorilla's YouTube channel, out now for free.
Check that shit out, man. Come on. That's crazy.
Check it the fuck out. Check it the fuck out. And if you know someone who might need a laugh, send it to one person who might need a laugh. And don't send it to more than one person. Then the numbers get all fucked up.
Guys, and I was going to say what's up to Lisa Mattress because, my goodness, I sleep on one every night. I make love in it.
Whoa. What's that like?
I cry in it. To make love?
Yeah.
On a Lisa Mattress?
Yeah.
Dude. I can't even describe it.
Whoa.
Think about making love, but then add like three or four more guys in the room.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking about it right now.
So, and I'll tell you guys, we love Lisa Mattress. I love it. I sleep on one every night, as I said. And when I don't feel good and I need to lay down, it's like an angel is giving me a little kiss all over my body.
And that's priceless.
Mm-hmm. La-di-da.
Good for you.
Good for you. Happy for you. And guys, Lisa has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. And they use the highest quality materials. Lisa meticulously designs and assembles their mattresses in America for exceptional comfort and support. And delivery is free, returns are easy, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. That's how long this Wizard event is that Swerdlow is going to.
That's unbelievable.
100 nights.
Damn, dude.
It's part of the whole thing.
100 nights in El Segundo?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yes.
But it's their whole thing. So, and it's their whole thing.
And we can't go.
No. I asked. I said, because he has a plus one, but yeah. It's for familiars. And I was like, I thought I was really familiar.
I don't think you can call them that.
They're like little guys. They're gagoos, little boys that they can bring along.
Okay.
Guys, and with Lisa, your purchase has a purpose. Every year, Lisa donates thousands of mattress to those in need, with more than 41,000 donated to date. That's wonderful. I stand behind that. So, guys, go to Lisa.com for the 2025 offer. Plus, get an extra $50 off with promo code BANTER. And what do we got? Let's see where we're at. What year is this? 209?
This is 209.5.
Let's see. 209. This is 209. Is that the year? Is it? And so what I'm seeing is between June 10th and June 23rd, there's the early access 4th of July sale for 25% off mattresses. Plus, get an extra $50 off with promo code BANTER. Exclusive for our listeners. That's LEESA.com. Promo code BANTER for that 25% off mattresses early access 4th of July sale. Plus an extra $50 off at Lisa.com. Promo code BANTER. And remember, no matter who you are, there's a Lisa just for you. Ooh, time has come, my friends, to get some new golf clubs. Get it on the green and make it count.
Well, if you're going to get some new golf clubs, you got to get fitted for them so they fit you just right. You know who's doing fittings right now at PXG Shops is PXG. And they're a world-renowned company, and they make such cool stuff. And you can get fitted for your new set of golf clubs, your new best friends, right now.
Bit of a pingy ting.
That's, you could have a bit of a, not to mention another brand, but yeah, you could have that.
Bit of a.
And I'll tell you guys, listen to Mike Falzone, because he likes getting out on the green and hitting a couple of balls with boy, with the boys.
Not to mention.
That's in the copy. And you can schedule your fitting today, and for a limited time, you could also save up to 20% off your entire order. You just got to head over to pxg.com/banter. That's pxg.com/banter to save up to 20% off on your entire order. How about that? pxg.com/banter. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're just rolling through, boys.
And last but not least, we got Factor up in her.
Factor just sent me some new stuff.
Dude, me too. And I'm looking through to see if they want us to talk about it. It might not be time yet.
Well, I'm just letting it. Well, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. We got some cool stuff from Factor, which means it's good, delicious. And guys, summer's here. Whether you like it or not, it's coming. It's knocking on your door. I bet you feel it.
Let summer in.
We're talking more sun, more light, and more time to do all the things that make summer so special. And the number one thing that you don't want to be doing all summer is spending hours cooking inside. That's where Factor comes in. Factor's chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are ready in just 2 minutos. That's minutes. And you're taking the hassle out of eating, guys. Eating well. The hassle out of eating and eating well.
I hate being hassled by eating.
I hate it, dude.
It ruins every day.
We gotta do it all the time. It's crazy.
Whoa, you know how much of your life is wasted eating?
Someone's hitting the thing on the keyboard. What do they call that?
The side thing. What's the side thing on the keyboard?
Someone's getting crazy on a pitch bend on this track.
It's the wobble.
Yeah.
Somebody's hitting the wobble in this.
Someone's wobbling in here. Guys, Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, and they're perfect for any active lifestyle over summer and beyond. And we're talking over 40 weekly menu options. You can pick gourmet meals that fit your summer gains and goals. We're talking options like
what else?
Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. I want to see the commercial and the words.
Everything is perfectly normal.
I want
normal.
The words to. Yeah, except for that. There's options like. Ah.
Choose from flavors such as lemon lime. Grape.
It's like pretty we're good. 50 years into the future, and people are like, the latest craze is sweeping the nutrition world.
My kids won't eat unless it's.
Does that include. So, guys, we're talking Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and more. And Factor powers your day, sun up to sundown, with nutritious breakfast, on the go lunches, and premium dinners, and guilt free snacks and desserts. Factor has your whole day covered. Yeah. So guys, get started at factormeals.com/banter 50 off and use that code banter 50 off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code banter 50 off at factormeals.com/banter 50 off. You get 50% off plus free shipping. Thank you, Factor Meals.
I'm so excited. I'm about to 50 off after we get off the air here.
God, I hope we're I mean, it's not. Maybe it's not a new thing that they do. Can I just look really quick? Because you got the, like, drink stuff,
the
right?
The hydration stuff.
Yeah.
It's so good. Do you have a favorite
I
flavor?
I love it. You know what?
Dude, what if this
it's
is some,
on the
like,
site.
World premiere?
Let's just mention it.
Sure.
I'll just cut it in. Sorry, Leah.
We just talk about it casually. That's like organic personal
well,
experience.
Well, yeah, because I wish.
You
I'm
just
sorry.
Say it's good.
I bungled it. Because I said, because I thought maybe it was a new thing, but it's not a new thing. This hydration stuff they have is delicious.
It's just not in what they gave us to talk about.
Right. It's right. not in the copy. But
it's
it
what
is,
they gave us to put it in our bodies, right. though.
But we got it, and it's those things you put in your water, and it gives you extra hydration. It has like a little caffeine in it, too. Did you know that?
I felt it.
God bless.
Bless up.
But it is delicious, and I like, what did I have? There was like an orange one that yeah. was real good.
That's a banger.
It's refreshing.
And I love lemon lime anything.
I haven't had that one yet.
I'm a big citrus boy.
Yeah.
And those are the two I've had so far. It's lemon lime, and it's like orange, like something else.
Yeah.
Does it say
like
it on
tangerine
there?
Or something. Or let me see. Let me see.
Starts with an O,
there's,
maybe?
There's,
No, orange starts with an O.
Are you sure?
Did you know that no other words start with an O like orange?
We have variety. There's a variety pack with lemon, lime, orange, yuzu, and passion fruit
yuzu.
Guava.
And that was the first time I have actually heard of yuzu. Yuzu.
Hmm.
And what is that?
Hmm.
Maybe a fruit?
All right. Well, I'm just adding that into the middle of the factor ad, and then we'll move on.
Sure.
Okay. So where are we?
Out of time. This was Dynamic Banter.
Fuck, I kind of forgot how long we went initially. That's yuzu?
It is a fruit. Nailed it.
I'd love to do some history roads.
Do it. You don't want to read one of your shits that you brought?
Oh, well, I actually just found a news article that I thought was kind of interesting.
Go ahead.
And it's something in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Do you ever...
No.
Been?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever been to Maryland at all?
Yeah.
I heard good things about Maryland. My mom had a friend who lived there.
That's right, everyone.
And,
everyone gets it, dude. Everyone's on your side here.
So there's an old... this sounds like some Portland shit. Is Maryland like Portland? Let us know. DynamicBanter@gmail.com. History Rub. So there's a bird call phone.
Bird call.
Bird calls. So apparently it's an old payphone right. in town that you can pick up and it hear. You can hear local bird
news
songs. Local bird news. R2D2.
What's the local bird news? Somebody moved their car. I was shitting all over that thing.
Somebody's been feeding the raccoons over on Oak, and I guess that's a danger to us. So
this is Pepto-Bismol. Do not ingest.
Don't
the
eat
Pepto-Bismol.
Also, this is Alka-Seltzer.
That's what I was thinking.
Also,
about.
Don't eat this.
Don't eat this. Keep your kids. Talk to your kids about Alka-Seltzer.
Josephine Peppercorn's son was eaten by a fox. Why do they have lisps like that?
Because beak is hard to enunciate.
It is hard to enunciate. They've got a little lisp. But yeah, there's a little payphone. It's. I mean, this is adorable.
So you can go to the payphone and then what?
So this. So it says there's an old public payphone, and it plays bird songs. From local birds.
Okay.
Okay.
Like NPR, but for birds?
For birds, yeah. And it says you push the phone buttons, and one button is different bird calls, all local to Tacoma Park. And when you pick up the bright yellow receiver, instead of a dial tone, you hear the sound of a mourning dove. Each number corresponds with a different local bird.
Is this... I have some questions.
Do you love this? I love this.
Wait, do you love this?
Okay,
James
this.
Loves this.
I love it.
I wrote this down as something I'm loving.
Whoa, what the
have
fuck?
Have you been in America? So
you do keep those lists.
You have a
dude.
Something I'm loving list.
First thing is McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm loving it. What do you got?
What else is on the list?
Oh, Jesus is 2033. That's something you're loving right now? I'm loving that
right
now.
That list grows by the minute.
When I heard that, I was loving it.
So this payphone.
Yeah.
Is it outside?
It's outside.
And these birds are local?
The birds are local. So you... yeah. Yeah.
So you can either pick up the phone and listen to these birds or just be outside.
Or and hear them outside.
And
yeah.
just listen around.
Let me see. I mean, maybe there's something else to this. It says...
maybe if you're hard of hearing.
If you press 1, you'll hear the call of a yellow-crowned night heron. And, or if you hit 9...
This way, like, if you broke up with a yellow-crowned night heron a long time ago...
You can
ago,
avoid
you're
it.
Like, I just
yeah.
want to hear his voice.
It's like in the jukebox when you're like, I don't want to play our song. That's going to make my heart hurt. Oh, we're at a wrap it up.
Let's just wrap
Thank
it
you,
up.
James. He's like, this is boring. Stop. Stop now. And so, yeah, I just thought that was kind of cute. And I guess it...
What would you use this for?
Well, I mean, the thing is like, the older I get, the more aware of, like, gross germs you get. And as a kid, you don't really give a shit because you feel invincible.
Right.
But at our age, it could kill us.
There was a point in your life where you would have kissed a bird on the mouth.
Oh, absolutely. I would have sucked it right up.
I would have sucked this bird off.
I would have sucked that bird's beak, dude. Bird. I'll fucking suck.
Say what you were gonna say.
I'll buck up and suck up a... I'll buck up.
I'll fucking busted a bird.
Dude. Busted a bird. I don't give a shit.
I'll base the turkey.
But now it's like, I don't think I want to have everyone go and put things up to their face anymore. I'm over, like, the payphone is a really gross thing.
Yeah.
And I ain't being Howard Hughes over here. I'm just saying, like, COVID happened, didn't it?
Let's go to it.
And it was kind of scary. And so it made me a little more aware of germs. And, yeah. Some germs are real fucking gross. And especially ones you put right up to your face. And I don't know. Maybe I don't love that part of it. But I think it's cute. And maybe they should have some hand sanitizer there as well.
I don't even like touching somebody else's cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't imagine something grosser.
That's
I'm
a correct.
Not
that's
do
correct.
It.
Yeah. Because there's all. Yeah. Dude,
I made that very clear.
We should do it. We should
one more time and you're out.
And you listen to him. You listen to
one
him.
More time and you're out of here.
We should do a thing where we contact a local science center and we send our phones over and we find out who's got the grossest phone.
All right.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you for listening to this show today. I want to thank everyone out there. Check out Mike's new special. That's for free right now on YouTube.
Yes, 800-pound gorilla.
That was a HeadGum podcast.